Exercise 9, page 19.
Continuing our series on people who choose careers in the arts, in the studio with us today is David Mills, the well-known theatrical actor. David, what got you interested in acting?
There were quite a few activity clubs at my high school. Clubs for sport, art, photography and drama. I wasn't very athletic or arty, so I decided to join the drama club. I was also a bit shy, and I thought it would help me to build up some self-confidence. It was great fun in the club. We put on performances at the end of every term. Some of them were very good, but some of them were disasters. But I discovered that I really loved performing, and even when things went wrong on stage, it didn't stop me enjoying myself. It just made me want to work harder to get better. That's when I realized that I was suited to a life on the stage.
So, what did you do about it when you left school?
I auditioned for lots of drama schools and managed to get a place at the Rose Bruford School of Speech and Drama. It was a 3-year course and it was very hard work. You have to learn everything there about performing. We did dance lessons, singing and acting lessons, as well as learning about stage management and directing theatre. It was also very competitive. Whenever we had to produce a play, all the students had to compete for the best parts. Everybody wanted the starring role, and no one wanted the small parts, which was what made it very good training for life in the real world of theatre.
Did you find it easy to get work as a professional actor after you left drama school?
I wish I could say that I walked straight into a major role, but that's rarely the case for anyone just starting out as a professional. The reality is that it takes time to establish a professional career in the theatre. When I started out, I had to do a lot of part-time jobs so that I would have time to go to audition for parts and so that I had a little money to pay for my rent and buy food. I was very poor for the first couple of years, and I didn't have much luck. In the end, though, I started getting a few small parts, and best of all, I managed to get an agent too.
How did you become successful in your career?
I'd been working for a small theatre company touring plays around Britain. And one of the directors from the Royal Shakespeare Company saw me in a performance, and I was lucky enough to be invited to join the company for one season. I've never been out of work since. Sometimes I think I would quite like to take a break for a while, but when I'm offered a good part by an important company, I just can't refuse a good opportunity. Not all actors, even really talented ones, manage to be in work all the time, so I shouldn't complain, really.
You've played many parts. But what kind of roles do you like playing the most?
That depends on many different things. First of all, the most important thing is that it is a good play, and the parts have been very well written. It also depends on the other actors you are working with in the play. I might really love the part I've been given, but if I can't develop a good working relationship with the other actors, then it can end up being a very disappointing experience. I suppose, though, that like many character actors, the kind of parts I really have fun doing are in comedy roles, or getting to play the evil villain, because they're the kind of roles that you can play around with a lot.
One of our listeners would like to know if there is anything you don't like about your job.
Most people think the life of an actor is very glamorous, but actually it's a physically and mentally demanding job. You have to work long, unsociable hours, and often spend months away from home on tour, which makes it difficult to have a stable family life. But I don't really mind any of those things, as I love my work. The only thing that gets on my nerves is working with actors who are badly behaved or moody. Some people think that because they are talented, they can behave just as they please, and it's very annoying to work with people like that.
And finally, what are your plans for the future?
Well, I've been acting for nearly 30 years now, and I think that with all the experience I have in the theatre, I would quite like to branch out a little and do some directing. At the moment, I'm trying to get producers interested in funding a project that I have in mind. I have a fantastic idea for a show I want to do, and I know which actors I want to play in it. All I need now is the money to get it up and running.
Well, David, good luck with that, and thank you for joining us. Next, we have...